Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean, that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Always go to your part of the solution. Is it not? I'm missing something? Something? Again, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Listen, if you go over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, Dad's Day's coming up. Love the slippers. I do. I love the slippers. I got a pair from Mike Lindell, from MyPillow. And I got to tell you, they're comfortable as heck. They're warm as heck when they need to be. I can walk outside the mailbox with them. Nobody looks at me funny because not many people live on my street, so it's really cool. Anyway, always a pleasure. But head over there. And on your way out, just use promo code Joe. Promo code Joe. Get you a few bucks off of there. Get a few bucks for the show. And everybody's happy. Right? Julio Rivera joins us right after the first break, and I'm sure he's got a lot to say about the left and how they want total control. Not that this is news, but he just has such a way with words, better than mine. All right, so since it's BLM night, so to speak, we had the first BLM, one of the founders, I guess, and he, a leader, I should say. I mean, he sounded off on the ugly truth with BLM. What they really, and we've been saying this forever. They don't care about black lives. They only care about green. That's all, right? They talk about being Marxists. It's truly they are not. They haven't done anything for the black community. Not one thing. They haven't raised it at all. Right now, some of them have got some nice houses now, in my understanding. So, what we find out now that Black Lives Matter, also one of their founders, is calling for the end of Israel. What has that got to do with Black Lives Matter? So, Black Lives Matter co-founder, again, this girl is just in all kinds of trouble, isn't she? Patrice Cullors called for an end of the end of Israel at a 2015 panel hosted at the Harvard Law School. Why didn't anybody really call her out then? That's the biggest question. We let these things fester till they become cancerous, and then it's almost impossible to get rid of them. This was unearthed by somebody. I mean, I love some of you people who dig for this stuff and really have the patience to go looking for it. Unearthed by the National Pulse, the clip comes from a panel entitled Globalizing Ferguson, Racialized Policing and International Resistance. This was hosted by Harvard Law School. You good with that? You spending all that money? Is that cool? Cullors, who recently announced her resignation from BLM, explicitly called for the end of Israel at the event. She said, "Palestine is our generation's South Africa." Shows you how ignorant she is, but okay. And if we don't step up boldly and courageously and end the imperialist project that's called Israel, we're doomed. Oh, the imperialist project shows you again how ignorant they are. We could have a whole conversation about the settlements that we witnessed and the stories of murder and death at the hands of Israelis. She described Palestinian solidarity as crucial to the BLM movement. So does this mean that the BLM and Palestine are on one accord, or the Palestinians? Are they in bed with them, so to speak? I'm curious. I'd love to know. I mean, they should own it if they believe in it and they think it's right. They talk about strengthening the family. What family are they talking about? Because it's sure not the nuclear family. They're not interested in that. Cullors, who had recently returned from a historic trip from Palestine at the time, she recounted her travels in the speech. She said, "Nothing would have prepared me for the ways in which we witness people's terror. People live in terror on a daily basis. Nothing would have prepared me for how much clarity I would have had on my way to be part of the Palestinian solidarity." Really. So I guess it's not, you know, the Iron Dome was not put in place so that the Israelis could fire on the Palestinians and they couldn't get back at them. Why do you think it was put in place? Who was attacking who first? Who has been attacking who first on a regular basis? Yeah, the Palestinians have been the center of this. The BLM founder also praised boycott, divestment sanctions, called BDS, encouraging audience members who were unaware of the anti-Semitic group to Google it. I'm sure Google would never take those people down. She said it's super simple. It's a great website she had during the event, which counted sponsors including the Harvard Law School Dean of Students and the American Civil Liberties Union. Think about that. The ACLU, who is there to make sure that all people, right, that all people are allowed to legally express themselves, you know, exist, if you would, never supports the Jews. I'm sorry, but my Jewish families and friends, I don't know what to say to you. You keep voting these people in. Right? I mean, you keep voting these people in, you keep allowing them to do what they do to you. It's almost, I don't even know what to call it. It's almost like you enjoy the punishment you get from them. I have no clue. Hey, you guys remember Judge Joe Brown? No. Yeah. We'll talk about him next. Or a little bit next. Let's get Julio on the line first, though. For he had some pretty spicy stuff to say about Kamala Harris. Joe Mancini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XE family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The truth. We are back. Joe McGee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. If you want to be notified by text message or text alert, excuse me, you can text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us and that kind of thing. Before I bring on my guests, I just got to do this. I've been trying to get this. I don't want to run out of time, and I just love it. I love it when people come out and just tell you the truth and really don't care. And I think that comes along with when you get a little older, you really don't care what people think. Remember Judge Joe Brown? Well, he joined former NBA player Quan Brown this weekend in a YouTube live stream, and he went off on Joe Biden. This stuff makes me nuts, because you'll never see this in the news. We try to get it out. Nobody wants to hear what we have to say, and yet the black community, I realize not as much as it used to be, but the black community still came out and voted for Joe, voted for the Democrat, because the Democrats have done so much for you, haven't they? The judge took a shot at Kamala Harris with both barrels blazing, but he said he was there when Joe Biden made his racist segregational speech. And he went on to say that that he was there when Joe Biden made his racist speech. Negro children, ready for this one? Now, if any one of us on the right said this, you'd be calling for him to be hung, tarred and feathered, quartered, every nasty thing you could do to a person. But no, it was okay because Joe Biden said it. Negro children are like roaches. They should be integrated with white kids. How you still vote for this man, I don't know. I don't know what kind of Kool-Aid it takes. I don't know if they're pumping stuff in the air of your house. I don't know what they're doing to still get you to vote for these people. And he went off on Kamala Harris. I can't even say what he said about what she did and how she did. I'm going to leave it at that. Let me bring on Julio Rivera with me. I'm sure he's got something to say about this. Julio is you know what? My screen just went blank. Julio's the editor of Reactionary Times, a good friend of the show, and always love having him on with me. Julio, is Joe Brown right?
Oh, Joe Brown is absolutely right. This is what I was screaming all last year, Joe, that this is a 70s-era segregationist. Somebody said that he didn't want his kids, you know, speaking of segregation and busing, growing up in a racial jungle, because that's what it would have become once the black kids got there, in his opinion. You know, and you talk about the 1994 crime bill, putting people away for life with three minor crimes. You know, like there's how many people serve so many years for something as benign as like marijuana possession? Or, you know, it's ridiculous. And then you talk about, listen, what was the biggest story outside of the coronavirus in the last year? George Floyd, right? So this is how I've always seen the media explosion that came with the George Floyd incident, right? 3 days, not 3 days, actually a little bit less than 3 days, prior to George Floyd unfortunately passing. But, you know, I hate the way that people are trying to sanctify this guy now, like he's a saint, right? Like he wasn't a guy that put a gun to a pregnant woman's stomach. Like he didn't have enough fentanyl in the system to kill three people.
Julio,
like
all,
he didn't have
all of them.
Amphetamine.
All of them, Julio. Yeah, like go back to Michael Smith. I mean, every one of these guys that were in the middle of committing a crime when he got killed, all of a sudden, they became the victims.
Oh, yeah. No, but I don't know if you remember the sequence of events. He was on the Breakfast Club not 3 days before when he said the you ain't black if you have a problem deciding whether to vote for me or Trump. And that was the media cycle for the next 72 hours so far, right? And you know that would have lasted for a week, 2 weeks, however long, until eventually something would have moved away to something else. But what it moved away too quickly was the fact that somebody had cell phone video of this thug that wasn't being cooperative, you know, and the incident that happened in Minneapolis, and then all of a sudden it became about that. And then the Democrats jumped on that and said that that's indicative of Trump's America and the racism, the systematic racism that exists and blah, 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 even though we're a nation of over 300 million people with over a million police officers and literally millions of interactions on a daily basis between police and private citizens. According to the left, we need police reform because all police are white and racist and hunting black men. And that changed the entire narrative. It changed the news cycle. And everybody forgot what Joe had said not 72 hours prior.
Yep. No, they're great at this.
And dozens of people died as a result of all. It's like so sick. The world that we live in today, Joe, it really literally makes my skin crawl.
Yeah, they're so easy to dismiss what the left does because the left can't do anything wrong. They've always been for the little guy. They always care about the people who don't have any. I mean, this is what decades of the garbage being taught in school has given these people. And it's, you know, it's up to guys like you and me and others to keep shoving it in their face, letting them, you know, making sure that they remember truly what was said and what was done by these guys. You know?
Yeah.
I
can't believe that Joe Biden is president. Somebody with such a career of whoops, but it tells you that's how, like, in the was it in the bag the media is for the Democrats. They can sit there and they can completely whitewash anybody's history if they want, and they can completely destroy anybody over anything. That's where the cancel culture comes into it. So if you're a threat to anything that they're trying to do, they'll destroy you. You know, but if they want to situate you, you know, let's say the Chinese government, you know how that's funny? It's how they, what was it with President Trump? They were like the lies of, oh, well, he was installed by Vladimir Putin as President of the United States and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's the most ridiculous thing in the world. But, you know, Joe Biden is literally a Chinese asset. And China, people don't think people realize how powerful China really is. Look at what they got John Cena to do a couple of days ago. Did you hear about that, Joe? The whole thing with the, John Cena, after going through the trouble of learning to speak Mandarin, gives an interview to a Chinese outlet and accidentally, well, I don't think he accidentally, I mean, Taiwan is a separate country, it's a sovereign nation, you know, for the last 70 years, I believe it's recognized by the United Nations and all these other places as its own country, you know, and he has to sit there and apologize. That's how much, because China is funding Hollywood. Over there where you are in California, the Chinese are taking over California. You know this, Joe.
Oh, I know. I'm very, very aware of all that. And again, it's the, I don't know any other way to put it, but you got a lot of these ignorant people. I don't believe they do it on purpose, but you got these ignorant people that truly still believe that the Dems are for them. The Dems are still on their side. Blacks, Hispanic. Well, we got to go to break. Joe Mancini, your host, because we believe in capitalism on the show. We'll be back in a minute. All right.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration has formally ended the Remain in Mexico policy for asylum seekers instituted under the Trump administration. In a memo Tuesday, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas officially ended the policy, which had forced asylum seekers to stay in Mexico while waiting for their case to be heard. President Biden had ordered a review of the policy on his first day in office, but was widely expected to end the program as promised during his presidential campaign. And Americans hit the road over the Memorial Day weekend, eager to travel as many areas of the country have reopened. The Transportation Security Administration says it screened more than 7 million passengers at the nation's airports from Thursday through Sunday, with Friday being the busiest travel day since the beginning of the pandemic. The travel boom coming as more than half of all Americans have now received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, according to data from the CDC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. And look, you can't be part of the solution just screaming what everybody else is doing, spewing the line that everybody else is doing. Get your own information. I mean that sincerely. You know, one of my big pet peeves is when you guys start retweeting stuff you get or putting out information that you really haven't checked into, and then you leave it to guys like me who get hit with, yeah, well, look what those right-wing whacktoids are doing over there. Don't do that. Get your information. Make sure you have a clue and step out on that clue. Don't step out on just what you heard, what excites you and you think has to be true. Julio Rivera joins me. He's the editorial director for Reactionary Times. I always love when he's on with me. I don't have him on enough. And Julio, thanks for being with me.
Oh, I always love being with you, Joe.
Yeah, you know, everybody loves being with me, Julio. Come on, really. So, listen, the left, I've been screaming about this for a long time. The left doesn't want... they call it democracy, but, you know, they don't know what democracy is. They don't know what representative government is. They want control. They want total dictatorial control. Your recent piece in the Washington Times says that leftist elitists work to limit lending choices for minorities and the working class. And frankly, you could even expand that to say they just want total control of your life. Right?
Yeah. They definitely do. They want to keep people dependent on the government. Like, they want us to be basically addicted to the government, not be able to do for ourselves. They've been trying to kill entrepreneurship for the Black and Hispanic communities. That's, I think, was part of what the COVID lockdown hysteria was. I mean, I had John Tamney from Real Clear Politics on my show. Rivera Nation, which you guys should look for on Facebook. You can see it there right now, because just like you, they took my YouTube page away, unfortunately. But he was talking about, like, if you talk about the private sector and supply and demand, based on the actual mortality rate of the coronavirus pandemic, we wouldn't have went crazy and have the government, putting billions of dollars into trying to get a vaccine for a virus that basically has less than, far less than a 1% mortality rate. If you talk about the actual people who have died of COVID alone and not with comorbidities, it's right in line with, like, the seasonal flu. It really, really is. You know, what happened to all the seasonal flu deaths? You know, it's almost like you don't even hear about it anymore.
They're gone. They don't exist anymore. Don't you know that? Get with the program.
Yeah, exactly. No, but what makes me sick is, in my the Washington Times, I talk about how they're trying to limit lending choices. You know, now they're coming up with rate cap legislation. They're capping things at, like, in the state of Illinois at 36% interest rate on a loan. Now, let's say you're a person who doesn't have perfect credit, you know, let's say, and this directly speaks to the working class American, younger American, single mom, you know, let's say you don't have perfect credit and God forbid, you know, something happens to your car, you have home damages, things like that, you try to get a loan to fix these things, suddenly you can't, you know, because of things like rate cap legislation. And I understand, you know, when they want to go after the predatory lending industry, things like payday loans, things that have interest rates that are literally in the hundreds and the thousands.
Crazy, but right.
Yeah, it's crazy, but you can take out, there's a lot of products that you can get online, you know, online loans where you can maybe get a little bit of higher rate, but you can always pay off that loan before it fully matures and save yourself on a lot of interest. But just to have the opportunity to take out a loan if you don't have perfect credit is very important to a lot of people. And a lot of working class people may not have perfect credit, but they certainly have a job and a demonstrated ability to be able to pay back a loan. And you have, you know, the Elizabeth Warrens of the world going after the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and the CFPB, which I had a problem with previously because I used to be in the collections industry. And, you know, they were always going after the collections industry and, you know, people, you know, trying to protect people, the Democrats, from having to pay their bills. Oh, my God, God forbid people should have to pay their bills. But even the CFPB was about to limit, loosen regulations on these lenders to allow more people to have the opportunity to take out credit. And people like Elizabeth Warren are constantly attacking them, you know. And then on the other side, she used to want the post office, who is already operating in the red, to go ahead and offer these kinds of loans to people. So it's almost like she wants it all to be regulated by the government. You know, it's all private sector killing. It's choice and opportunity killing, you know, a doctrine that these leftists have. And it hurts minorities and the working class more than anyone else, Joe.
No, I agree with you. And I watch what they're doing. I watch the regulations they're putting on things. And this is what they've always done, though. I mean, you think of the black community. Go all the way back to the 60s, you know, when what was it? Even Larry Elder says it. There was, when 72% of the black community, the dads were in the homes, that has flipped today. Because the government made it almost impossible for, you know, they made it more lucrative, if you would, if there wasn't a father in the house, if the family was broken up, if there was trouble at home. They gave you an incentive not to stay with your man.
Exactly, yeah, because the more kids you had, didn't matter who you had the kids from, but the more kids you had, the more money you got. And that's the expansion of the welfare state. That's the great society that the racist Lyndon B. Baines Johnson wanted to create back in the 1960s. And it's expanded. How many overlapping layers of government support do we could constantly have? I mean, there's people out there that, you know, you can get your school paid for free. You can get your apartment through Section 8. You can get welfare. You can get food stamps. You know, one of the great things that President Trump did was he took people off of dependency programs and put them back to work. It's almost like the Republicans did this back in the 90s under Newt Gingrich. Back when we had, when government kind of functioned in a manner in which it was intended to function, we had the separation of powers and we had some balance. You know, the House of Representatives was always there to rein in, you know, Bill Clinton when he was, you know, he attempted to be a little radical, but they were able to kind of keep him in check. And we're in a dangerous situation now because we have the consolidation of power to the left, you know, and they did it, you know, let's be honest. It was like a by hook or by crook sort of situation. When you see all the things that are popping up regarding the election, you know, yesterday I was on Newsmax all day, actually on a couple of shows, and Newsmax broke a story about how there was a breach in Georgia in one of the rooms where they were handling, the election recount. You know, so that gives you, an indicator of what happened. And I brought up the point that I know you remember this. You were following it. The Democrats, weeks before the election last year, started telling people, hey, you know, there's no guarantee that your mail-in vote is going to be counted, so make sure you also go out on election day and vote in person. Well, you know, you're talking about an election that was decided by less than 45,000 votes in four key swing states. Are you trying to tell me that when the messaging becomes go vote twice nationally, that there probably weren't at least 45,000 people who voted twice in those four states?
Why do you think they're fighting the audit so much? Look at, I don't know if you remember, but you were on the show shortly after, and I kept saying the same thing. Enough with the recounts. You need to do an audit. We need an audit to know where they came from, who they came from. You know, Steven Crowder did something that was really cool. I don't know if you saw his clip where he sent out a couple of his people to addresses that didn't exist. They were supposed to be apartment buildings. And apartment buildings that had been gone, not for weeks, but had been gone for years. And they had people voting from those apartment buildings that didn't exist. You know what I'm saying? It was, so when they Googled the address, they got the address off the ballot, they drove to that address. There was nothing there. I mean, why is it Stephen Crowder's doing that? You and I are reporting on it, but the government doesn't give a crud.
Well, you know, because now it's become about this whole narrative that, you know, in voting integrity laws, now, which is what they are, they're there to ensure the integrity of the election, to secure the election, which is the cornerstone of our constitutional free republic. You know, they're using minorities, they're rabble-rousing, as they always do, and say, hey, you know, they're trying to limit you. They're trying to voter suppress. You know, that's what they call it now. Election integrity has become voter suppression because the majority of the media will go ahead and blast and disseminate that message. That's what they're trying to do. You know, they're like, oh, they're trying to take voters off the roll. Well, yeah, the voter rolls have to be updated so that people aren't sending out, you know, absentee ballots or people aren't requesting ballots for people who are dead, who don't exist anymore, you know, for, like you said, right there, Stephen Crowder, you know, addresses that don't actually exist. And trust me, they're going to stretch this coronavirus and this mail voting thing for as long as they can. And they're going to attempt to steal, you know, the 2022 midterm because realize, look how much legislation they've had.
No question they're going to go after it. They can't allow us to get back in because they know what's going to happen. They can't allow us to have control of the House and the Senate and the presidency because we will shut them down for next time. Well, not with the Republicans in there now. We'll talk about that on the other side. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a minute.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. Come and see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. You know, I'm giggling because, frankly, when you get two guys like me and Julio Rivera on at the same time, first of all, I told you, you have to record it. Then you'll have to go back and slow it down and play it so you can actually hear what we said to each other. Right, Julio?
Yeah, you can't have a Puerto Rican and an Italian guy passionately speaking to each other and really get every detail. I think that's next to impossible.
Oh.
And stuff. You're one of the only people I think that I know that can actually speak with me. Like we kind of can match energy when we're talking.
You know, you've got it with this stuff. You don't listen. He and I were just joking offline, but we don't do this for the money. Okay, just so we're clear here. Yeah, we don't have the Rush Limbaugh cash flow coming in, if you would. Julio's the editorial director for Reactionary Times. Julio, how can they see more of your, before we get rolling again, how can they see more of your stuff, find more of your videos, your show, and that kind of thing? You there?
Listen, all your fans, and you have a great following, Joe, and you do great things. If they can go over to Rivera Nation, the Facebook page, go to reactionarytimes.com and check out the Reactionary Times Facebook page as well. These are the only two pages that I still have because they took my YouTube, they took my personal public page that had, thousands of followers. They took that away for no reason. I'm not out there posting conspiratorial stuff. I'm just out there trying to tell the truth. And I think it's because I'm a Hispanic conservative that they target me, because they're like, this guy makes sense, and he actually looks like, I guess I fall into the demographic that the Democrats try to exploit. So because I'm not buying into their rhetoric and trying to drink their Kool-Aid, I now have a target on my back, and there's some dweeb out there in Silicon Valley trying to make my life hell, on social media, and trying to get me deplatformed all the time. So, I mean, just please check out Reactionary Times and check out Rivera.
Join the club. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I know you. They've gotten you a couple of times. They've gotten you. You had some monster pages with, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of followers. You lost all that because, again, they go after you because you tell the truth.
Yeah, well, yeah, and again, these people are making me nuts because it's almost a full-time job they're doing over there, right? I mean, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or whatever, they're on there 24/7, Vimeo, what they did, YouTube, and it's not just me. This isn't like a, feel bad for Joe fest. I mean, what was it, Julio? In a matter of 3 or 4 days, I think Twitter pulled down 70,000 conservative pages at one time, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And can you imagine the sitting president of a country being deplatformed after specifically using the phrase, when Trump wrote his speech for January 6th, or whoever wrote it, whatever, the message was very clear. He specifically used the term peacefully protest. And they went ahead and they took that to mean that he was inciting an insurrection, even though he used specifically the phrase peacefully protest. Meanwhile, Maxine Waters over there in California, where you're at, can go out and tell people that they need to get more confrontational during the biggest period of civil war unrest that America's seen in the last 50 years, where you literally had dozens of people die in these national protests. She's calling for more confrontation.
Dude, she has an, are you ready for this? Are you sitting down? She has an 80% approval rating, okay? She does nothing for her community. It's one of the poorest areas in L.A. City, and she doesn't even live in her area. She's passed 3 bills in her whole time there, and one of them was to rename a post office. So, I don't, what kind of Kool-Aid is
that? Well, it's like that all the time in these places. They sanctify the wrong people. They're just like, oh, and God forbid, you can't say anything about them because of the color of their skin. It's almost like Elijah Cummings in Baltimore County. He never did anything. And these people spend decades in Congress. And, they make a congressman's salary, and I don't know how these people in 20, 30 years, you look at their net worth, and they're suddenly worth tens of millions of dollars. Because they're there playing the game. They're manipulating the system. Poverty pimps. They get rich, and they couldn't care less about their constituents. It's sickening.
No, you're right. They could care less. They don't care at all about these people. Mm-hmm. Again, you look at what's going on with BLM. I've been doing stories about BLM tonight, so I'll need a lot of protection. But I've been talking about how much money has not made it back. Where have you seen BLM go into a community, rebuild a school, help black kids in that community, help black businesses? Tell me one place that BLM has gone in and helped the black community as a whole.
I can't name one. I can't name one. What they do is they go in there, they destroy the community, and then they sit there and they set up, like we were talking about before, what people do. They set up their little nonprofit versions, their local Black Lives Matter chapter. They raise all these millions of dollars, and then you see those news reports that, like the Black Lives Matter leader owns 4 luxury homes in white communities. So they sit there and they buy their all their property once they get rich in these white communities that they know that these protests aren't going to happen at. But meanwhile, they can go into the communities that they actually grew up in and amongst the people that they supposedly care for, and sit there and watch how buildings, and a lot of these businesses and these buildings are owned by other minorities. Those are the people who are generally the landowners and the business owners in these communities, and they cause billions of dollars worth of damage. And these people, between the coronavirus pandemic and all the rioting last year, they're never going to rebuild. They're never going to be next to impossible to ever rebuild and get that wealth back
after, you know, post the George Floyd controversy.
Yeah, and we were talking about this earlier, and again, not the people think we're just picking on somebody, but we're not. The bottom line is, again, every one of these people that they're building shrines to, that they're making heroes out of, you know, in what, 10, 15, 20 years, the kids coming through school that are going to be taught that these criminals were heroes. When did that happen? What is that all? Parents are going to have to work double time to help clean up the mindset of these young children that are growing up through this.
Yeah, it's like they want to make every one of these thugs out to be Emmett Till when it's really not true. It's not true. None of these people. Look, Michael Brown was a thug. George Floyd was a thug. All these people were just not morally upright people. Not the kind of people that you would invite into your home or you would want your children to emulate, you know?
Not at all. And again, and if you say anything, you do anything, they come unglued over you. You know, I mean, it's so hard to deal with this. But anyhow, yeah.
Well, we probably just got ourselves canceled tonight after this.
Oh, God.
No, it's crazy. You know, and that's the weapons that they use. You know, they bully people, intimidate you into silence. And that's the modus operandi nowadays, Joe, I guess, right? We just have to accept it.
Well, I think
now
you've got a young. I know we don't normally talk about our kids. I'm not going to talk about your kids specifically, but you've got a young daughter, and now we're seeing more and more and more some of the education the kids in this country are getting. I don't want to call it education. Indoctrination they're getting from K through 6 or whatever. You've got parents now that are having to put up finding out that their kids are seeing animated cartoons, short cartoons about these kids pleasuring themselves and such, and this is supposed to be education. I mean, seriously, we've got to be the laughing. Now you've traveled the world, or you've traveled to other countries. We've got to be the laughing stock when it comes to this stuff in some areas.
Yeah, I think that our perception has definitely gotten to the point that we're a joke, because you know you've got countries where they're trying to solve serious problems. And in America, we're trying to figure out, you know, what gender Mr. Potato is, you know, and that's kind of the difference between America and the rest of the world, you know, and a lot of other things. Like, you know, the rest of the world, they don't have these voting issues, because most of the rest of the world is using voter ID. They don't have these issues with illegal immigration, because most of the rest of the world enforces borders. But if America does either of those things, America is racist, it's colonialism. It's white supremacy. It's all these other things, but these are just very basic protections that every sovereign country should have in place.
I totally agree with you. You know, when it gets to the point where people are throwing rocks and bottles at cops that show up to help stop a shooting, we have a problem. And you know, and again, we're seeing the cops being to be. If I was a cop today, I wouldn't show up to anything. I'd get lost on the way to a call, because no matter what you do, it's going to be wrong. You may lose your job. You may end up in jail. You're just not going to be able to win the fight. And it's got to be very demeaning, Julio, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, that's why we had a surge in NYPD officers retiring early last year.
Yep.
It went up 47%. And they're trying to defund all these police departments. I wouldn't even want to be a cop. Eventually, they're going to send cops out there, and it's going to turn into Europe in some places where they're not even allowed to have guns. Like, how can you go into a dangerous inner-city neighborhood where there's gangs and drugs and automatic weapons and all these things, and go in there and do your job? I wouldn't risk it. There's no amount of money.
Yep, nobody cares enough. All right, tell people quickly where to find more about Julio.
ReactionaryTimes.com. Go on Facebook and Reactionary Times Rivera Nation. It's Julio on Twitter and at Reactionary CMS.
All right. You're done. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. You know how to find Julio. We'll put links up as well. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.